move on, Willikins. There's sweets to be had, and sweets to be bunged down a loo.
So you are aware that here in England, which, lest we forget, is where we live, there's literally a sweet shop on every corner.
Yes, but...
Additionally, you have an entire room devoted to sweets back at the manor. An edible room that you insisted be constructed to the exact specifications of the gingerbread house from Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel?
And furthermore, we are, let me remind you yet again, in England, where I should point out the tradition of trick and or treating is, let us say, a non-issue.
But look at my costume! Go on, guess what I am? You'll never guess!
Sir, I constructed that costume to your precise instructions, which were a large pile of crayon self-portraits that you referred to as drawings.
I haven't drawn anything in a long time, Willikins. I felt it was time to get back to my roots.
That's as may be, sir, but you're dressed as yourself.
Not just myself, Sassy Nick! Speaking of which, where's your matching Sassy Willikins costume? I'm not detecting sass levels beyond anything you normally register.
Sir, I'm not entirely clear what a sassy butler would even entail.
You know, bunny ears and, those stockings, like, from those parties. You know, with the vicars and, ladies.
I haven't known in quite some time, sir.
Never mind your mandatory Nick-imposed celibacy and your impending neuterization.
My what?
Oh, just something Bob Barker mentioned on our last caravanning holiday.
Of course. Well, here we are. Shall I ring the bell?
What am I made of, fingers? Snakes and ladders!
Ooh, what's this? Christmas carols already.
What? It's not Christmas. And I'm not Carol. I'm Nick. Dressed as Nick. Obviously. Give us some sweets or we'll bog roll your house. And by us, I mean me. And by me, I mean Willikins. I shall stand well back and look menacing. Like a chav.
Well, I've got some ribbon candy, but it's all stuck together, isn't it? And I'm not going to give you the whole lump.
Oh, can't we have the whole lump?
That's some shrewd negotiating, Willikins. That 6 weeks I sent you to live with Tim Robbins really paid off.
Susan Sarandon was remarkably kind to me, sir.
Willikins, can she do that?
Well, it is her home, sir.
She's going on my naughty list and no mistake. Now, egg her house at once.
Sir, all I have are these Cadbury eggs, which, incidentally, is all you'll allow me to eat, since you got the idea that I should only eat foods named after butlers.
Now, you did drink that entire case of Worcester sauce.
I would have dehydrated had I not, as there's no butler named Water.
Here, it's another house. They don't have a doorbell. Does that mean they're poor? Do I have to have my butler knock like some kind of commoner?
Perish the thought, sir.
Oh, good, we've summoned him. Cooey! Fish and chips! Now give me the sweeties!
Right, what's all this then? Some kind of disturbance?
Some kind, yes.
What with it being Halloween and all, I'm here for some free confectionaries and the like. And also possibly to vandalise your house.
Are you premeditating a crime, sir?
Crimes?! I don't commit crimes. I'm werewolfy.
Well, your story checks out, sir. Now, how's about a bribe, then?
Ah, right. Where are my manners?
Question I've been asking for 3 decades now. There you are. That should all be in order.
Night, Gov.
Wait, how is it we've been Marks and Spencering since R4, we've no sweeties at all, and we're somehow 50p down? I take back what I said about Tim Robbins. This is a fiscal disaster.
Well, there's only one more house. In England, as far as you know.
Is it number 10 Downing Street?
Yes, I'm sure Lady Thatcher will be delighted to see you.
Is this the Chinese I ordered? Ugh, it's you two.
Knots and crosses! Wait, Willikins, who is this horrible man?
I think you'll find it's the narrator, sir. This isn't a front door at all. You've found the fourth wall again.
Oh, good. This gag. We haven't done this in, what, 2 weeks? Wait, let me say it in Nick. A fortnight!
The sound of the Queen's King's English rolling off your colonial American tongue is quite vulgar to the delicate English ears.
And the sound of your awful English mouth is quite a pain in my American ass.
You mean arse?
No.
Well, we appear to be at an impasse.
I do believe the best way to hasten Master Nick's departure would be to provide him with some kind of rudimentary treat, or, how would you say it, a gold darn heap of candy, partner?
Well, that is how I'd say it. Hang on. I'll be right back.
Willikins, I don't think he's getting us a treat at all. Do you think he's taking the piss?
Sounds more like Night Court to me. Oh, and I think it's one with Mel Torme.
Ha 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 ha